Yodea Hilchas Taruvas Shir Yud Zain Iyar Hitav Shemim Gimel, April 20th, 1983, on Wednesday.
At the time when it falls in, so the time is reduced. But 10 hours later, it becomes a time shabbat. A 10 hours later, there is no Yisya. So then it's already ancient history 10 hours later. So why is it Tosea? The answer is, in order to come within the aloha of the village in Yerubea, then it has to be completely unenjoyable. Completely unenjoyable. But if there is any degree of enjoyability, then it's still all achrasodam. So the question is, so why do we say if the Yisya reduce the quality of the town, even though it's still substantially enjoyable, so it's still mitzvah? The answer is, because tam, it does not mean that, because the aloha of tam is that the tam or Yisya establishes a new Yisya. On the basis of the posik of Mishas Anovim Leishte, so Mimele, the change in the town has to be Olach Lasodom. And in the case where it diminishes the town, so that means that to the extent of the change of the town, it's not Olach Lasodom. It is Olach Lasodom in spite of the change. In spite of the change. So that's only Shayach if it will never improve the town. But if it is destined, let's say 10 hours later or 20 hours later, to improve the town, so the melee, then it means that the change in town is really Rolach Lasodom, because in the end it will be more enjoyable. So that's why we say if it is Eifelash Biach, so then it is us. Alright, anyway. Now, then the second question that Reb Chaim discusses is the Rambam Chometz Matzah. So the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, now, so of course we have to remember the three levels in Chometz Matzah. First of all, one level is, that's the lowest level. The lowest level, I don't know how to call it, lowest level, highest level, I don't know. This question of semantics. One level is Nipsu Machilas Kelim. You can call it lowest level, you can call it highest level. It all depends what you mean. But so one level is Nipsum Achilas Kelim. In Nipsum Achilas Kelim. So then the Shemichu is Poka. Shemichu is Poka, it doesn't require review. And according to the Rambam Shita, and there's the Shita of Losa Shemi, not the Raive. So if it's Nipsum Achilas Kelim, so then the Shemichu is Poka, not only from Chometz, but even from Seir. Seir, regular Seir is, is not enjoyable but for another. It's not Olach Lasodom. But the Caliph would eat it. So the melee, so one level is, if it's Nipsum Achilas Kelim, the Shemeichu is Poka, it would require Dio, it's Mutabanoye, and I mean, if they were not in Babaloy, Babalimotze, nothing. Achilles of the Rosh says, if a person decides to eat it, so then he endows it with subjective Chashives. So the melee, it becomes, he endows it with the Shemeh, the Rosh says. But Ba'anoye it's Muter, and Ba'uroye it's Muter, and it does not require any bill, because the Shemeh is for. And that applies, according to the Rambam, applies not only Chometz, but to Seir also. Then there is another Madrege another level of Nifsul Machilas Sodom, but not Nifsul Machilas Yalev. So in Kovatere Kolein Komisum Shemateiro, there is Aloche of Heter Achille. Nivelo Shinru Yiligea, Nikro Nivelo. And by Chometz, it also applies. Except that it only applies to Chometz. But it doesn't apply to Seir. Why doesn't it apply to Seir? Because every Seir is Nifsul Machilas Sodom, is not Kovatere Sodom. And still the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat yeast. I mean, chometz yeast. So, you're not allowed to eat chometz yeast, and you're chayav kores. So, in other words, the haloche of nevelo, shenirui lukea, and kor nevelo, does not apply to seya, to yeast. So, it doesn't make any difference whether it's yeast mamesh, or it is chometz. if as long as it can be used as a catalytic agent to fermenting other eases, so it has the same status as air. It doesn't make any difference whether it is air or it is chometz. So a pass that is ipshok tzas, but it's not ipshok achilas kelev. It's nifsum achilas odom. As long as it's whole mechame beisis achilas, so then it's also achile and you'll be chayiv kores. It's also banoye and you'll be ibabali roy bali motze. Everything it requires beer. Why? Because if it's whole mechame beisis achilas, suppose it's not whole mechame beisis achilas, then the halachel nevelo shinuruyo migea in the common nevelo don't apply. But if it's whole mechame beisis achilas, then it has the same status. A seir, and seir is mufke from the aloche of nevelo shein eroyo migea in korneve. Oh, still the Rambam says if you have a taru v'schom. Now, then there is a third level, chometz nukshe. What is chometz nukshe? Chometz nukshe means that chometz that is not really rol achile, even though it's rol achile al diatra. Let's say the chometz is a little putrid, but people of the attack, if they don't have anything else, they'll eat it. If they have better pass, they will not eat it. But if they don't have anything better, even though it is a little bit nisrach, so they'll still eat it. Then it's called rol achil al the attack. So that's chometz nukshe. So chometz nukshe, certainly there is no isakores. Whether there is Manisa Malkes and Machlekes Tanoi, and Machlekes Chablezer, and the Rabbonon, Ratemeyer, and the Rabbonon, Ibsoch. But, so, when is it Chometz Nukshe? So that it definitely does not involve the Chiyuv Kores, and according to the Rabbonon of Ratemeyer. So, there is not even Manisa Beraise, and only Manisa Rabbonon. That is, if before the chimutz it was already not lo lachile, it was nifsal lachile, nafsis machile. But if let's say, in other words, you will take, let's say, you will take some, some dough, and you will let it stand idled for a very short time before, let's say, the simonim of Kane Chagovi appear. In other words, when Eniso begins to ferment, so then you have like horns that are intertwined one in the other. But, so if you let it stand for a long time, but suppose you let it stand for a short time before the Kane Chagovi are formed, so then it's Chometz Nukshe. So at the time when it ferments, it's really natural. You can still eat it. So that's part and parcel of the definition of Chometz Nukshe, that it became Nifsal Ktsas Me'achile before the Chimutz. But even at the time of the Chimutz, it was whole Achile, Ligamo. But then later on, because it was standing in a warm room, in a warm place, so it became nifsal ktsas me'achile. So then it's chometz gomor me'achayv kores, and then. So that is in regard to chometz nukshe. Now Rambam says that if you have taruves chometz, and the taruves chometz is and the taruves chometz, so is nifsal machilas odom ligamre. Even though it's not Yipsum Achilas Kelev, then you are not able to Bal Yehoyel, Bal Yimotze. So the question is this. After all, we Gemara says, HaPah, Daf Mem Heim Zohi, HaPah She Yipsho, V'Shalui Yipsum Achilas Kelev, Is Chayot Mubare, Yipi Shero Lechame Beis Zachereis. And since Taru Beschomets, of Kazayim Yachilas Pras, so the Rambam says that there is a chiyuv malkes if you eat them. So there is a chiyuv malkes. So why does the Rambam say that if the tarubes, if the tarub, if chometz al the tarubes, that is nifsum achilas odom, so in the chayuv mivare. unless you are going to say that the whole reason is why chometz is not subject to the aloha of the machine we will get in the colony of Elo is because all the chametz is achilles. Perhaps only chometz bien is all the chametz is achilles. But avunas chometz cannot be used as a ketam indicator. So who says so? I mean, this is a big chidush. I mean, so why shouldn't avunas chometz also be capable of being used as a catalytic agent of being Nechamei Isis Achilles? So the Rambam should say, when the Rambam mentions that Arubes Chometz that is not whole Achilles Sodom, so in Hayod Livarei, so Dafke Kishin Rol Nechamei Isis Achilles, but if Rol Nechamei Isis Achilles, then it's Hayod Livarei. The Rambam doesn't say, so it means that it doesn't make any difference, even if it's Rol Nechamei Isis Achilles. Even if all the Hamadi is Achilles, so he's still not Hayuk Levare, and he's not even Bali Roye. And the Rambam doesn't say that Dafke, if he became Nifsum Achilles Sodom before the Chinuch. On the contrary, it's Nivuya, the Feresh in the Rambam, that even if he became Nifsum, even if the Tarugas Chometz became Nifsum Achilles Sodom, after the Chinuch, so it's still not. Is still not Chayav Levarei. So we couldn't say on the basis of Chometz Nukshe, because that's the halacha, that the Tarugas Chometz Nukshe does not require here. Because the Rambam is saying in his lashon. So it's mashma that the Rambam has reference even to a case where the Tarugas Chometz it became Nifsum Achilas Sodom after the Chinuch. Not only it's mashma, he spells it out explicitly. He mentions a raya, but Chaim mentions a raya from the Roshan Rambam. So the question is, since he's talking about chometz and there is kazai in the chelas ras, so if it's not nifsum achilas sodom, then he's ilo bali roye and he's chayim levare. But it's nifsum achilas sodom, he's not chayim levare. What difference does it make? Bishleime if chometz ben itself would be subject to the aloha of nevelo shin ruim gerim kol nevelo, then we could understand. But chometz ben itself is not subject to the aloha. Chometz gomo, not chometz al vitarudes, but chometz gomo ben is not subject to the aloha of nevelo shin ruim gerim kol nevelo, as long as it's all the chametz tacheres, and presumably even chometz al vitarudes has the capacity of being the chametz. This is a chayres. So the melee that should have the same status as seir, and it shouldn't be subject to the aloha of the melee shine ruyo in geir in the kohen velo. So why does the Rambam say that it doesn't require here? So again, so Rav Chaim says that actually there should be a din of people according to the Rambam. Even if the tarugas is in the ratio of 1 to 6, there should still be a din of people, if there hadn't been, if there was a cause of Mishkos Anov. But the only reason as why there is no din of people is because the Yisra of Mishkos Anov in the Mishte, lo yeicha lo yishte. So, he implies that it's also Bachile. Now, since also Bachile is on the melee, it precludes Biko. Because Biko means the identity is wiped out. How can the identity be wiped out of the Yisrael when it's still also Bachile on the count and the score of the new Yisrael of Mishra and Ovin Yishte? So the melee, the new Yisrael of Mishra and Ovin Yishte precludes Biko. Precludes Biko. Now, insofar, now it's true that there is a special aloha that comments. Even if it's not all there, so it's still also Bachir. Why? Because it's all the Chamed and it's Bachir, so it has the same status as Seir. But, and by Seir, there is, even if it's not all Lachirat Gea, Lachirat Sodom, so it's still also Bachir. But here, there should be people wrong. The only reason as to why there is no bit of the world is because the Yisrael of Mishra Sanov in the Yishte prevents the Chalezdin Bito. So the new Yisrael of Mishra Sanov in the Yishte has to be Chal in order to preclude people. But in the case where it's Nifsum Achilas Sodom, So the new Yisr of Mishas Hamam Yishte is not Chal, because the Veil Shiri Oyer Geah, insofar as the love of Mishas Hamam Yishte is concerned, so the Aloch of the Veil Shiri Oyer Geah, and the Kol Neveil does that love. The Veil Shiri Oyer Geah, and the Kol Neveil doesn't apply to the love of Seir, but it does apply to the love of Mishas Hamam Yishte. And since it does apply to the love of Mishas Hamam Yishte, so that means that the new Yisr Achille is not Chal. If the new Yisr of Achille is not Chal, so there is nothing to prevent the Chalei's Bitul Berov. So Meile, there is Bitul Berov. Now, then Reb Chaim discusses something else. The Rambam, in Chometz Matzah, let's see the Lichinus Rambam. First, in Chometz Matzah, very complicated. In Chometz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says as follows: In Chayovim Kores, Elo Achilas Atzmei Shel Chometz, Avol Eiruv Chometz, Ki Kusach Habavli, V'Sheikhar Amodi, V'Chol Adin Olem, Midvorim Shach Chometz Mureve, Imochlo Mipesach Leike, Vindi Kores, שנאמר כל מחמצס לא יסחרו במדבון אמרו כי שוח על כזייס חומד בשיחת הרובס בירדי אכילה של איזבית so that's בירדי אכילה של איזבית מי שלא יקים נדיר now so in other words so that means if it's three baiting if pras is three baiting So the ratio of Kazayis to Sechachilas Pras is a ratio of 1-6. So that is the ratio of 1-6 according to the premise that Kazayis is Chotz Beitzah. But the Shibis Rambam, the Rambam is Yochid, but the Shibis Rambam happens to be that Kazayis is Shlish Beitzah, a third of Beitzah. So according to the Rambam himself, I always mention 1-6, 1-8. Because all the poskim, I mean all the rishonim except for the Rambam, hold that the kazayis is chotz beitzah, not shlish beitzah. But the Rambam himself, so that's why a kazayis v'cheles pras is either 1-6 if pras is shlish beitzim, or it's 1-8 as according to Rashi shite that the pras is dalel beitzim. But the Rambam's shite is that the kazayis is not chotz beitzah. The kazayis Ishlish Beitzah. So Menele and Chotzi Pras, and Pras, not Chotzi Pras, yeah, Pras itself is Chotzi, Chotzi Kikya. So, and Pras, Ishlish Beitzah, according to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam himself, the ratio is not 1-6. I always mention 1-6, according to the Rambam. So I mean, according to the Rambam Shite, the Pras Ishlish Beitzah, and according to the premise, that Kazayis is Chotzi Beitzah, then it's 1-6. But the Rambam's own shita is that Kazayis is Shlish Beitzah, and Pras is Shoris Beitzah. So that means that the ratio of Kazayis to the Achilas Pras is a ratio of 1-9. 1-9, all right? Whatever it is. So, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam says, במד לא אמור לי לשוח על כזייס חומץ בשיחת הרובס, בירדי אכילה, שומץ ביצים, הוא שולי כמנתר. Abol, so according to the Rambam, it's 1-9. In other words, whether there are three shiurim, either it's 1-9 or 1-6 or 1-8. So, abol, we mean that Abol is Kadai Lachil Hashem is Beitzim, abol, we should also be Lachil, imoch, how we know Eke, Elo Machin is a marvelous mouth. That's in regard to Achil. That's in regard to Achil. Now, in regard to Baal Yoyer, so the Rambam says, in Miuches Chomets. So, what are the Tarubes Chomets, Elbrin Olaom, Mishum Bau Yiroi, Bau Yimotz. Kein Amur Yes, Mikusach Abadli, Vishich Hamodi, Sheisin Eisin Lakemach. These are the meaning. The four meaning of Tarubes Chomets mentioned in the Mishnah in Leil Eivri. V'chol Kalei Yitzidil Mivlom Arachol. Avol Dobo, Sheinish Mitarubes Chomets, Leinirol Lachile, Harizim Balkan Yipesach. So that is the Rambam, that the Rambam says that Tarubes Chomets, that is Rol Achila Sodom. So then we are here about Roy Balfour. Tarubes Chomets, that is not Rol Achila Sodom, even though it's Rol Achila Skelet, we are nothing. So in other words, so the Rambam says that Dovah Sheiv, Tarubes Chomets, in Rol Achila, he means that even if it became in Rol Achila after that. So it couldn't be on the basis of Chomets Mikshah and Tarubes. And since the Rambam is saying the same, the Rambam says, Avot Dovah Shem, Tarubes Chomets, Vein Rol Achile, Harim Bekan Pesach. And he doesn't say, Avot Dovah Sheyeh, Tarubes Chomets, Vein Rol Achile, Ki Mishen Rol Lecham Beisis Acheres, Harim Bekan Pesach. He doesn't say, Ki Mishen Rol Lecham Beisis Acheres. So the Pashas HaLoshon of the Rambam means, even if it's Rol Lecham Beisis Acheres, still, so had it been Chomets then, not Chomets on Tarubes, then it would involve the Yisrael of Balroi. But in view of the fact that it's not Chomets then, so it's Tarubes Chomets, and in addition, it is not Rol Achila Sodom, so there is no Balroi. And that is the kind of Pesach. So this is how the Chaim explains it. Because actually, since there is Rol, of no chomets, it should be brought abroad. But there is something that prevents the chalitz to be brought. What is that factor that prevents chalitz to be brought? That is the yisya, the new yisya of mishasanom yishte. But if it's not chol achilas odom, so the new yisya of mishasanom yishte is not chal, because it's the veilosh in your will again. The veilosh in your will again. So it's not chal. If it's not chal, so the melee, there is nothing that precludes people. So the melee, there is the more. But then there is a mahlokes between the Magnish and the Keset Mishneh. When the Rambam said in Perek Aleph, Miches Chomets Amatzah, that on Tarubes Chomets, there is mahlokes, no kores, so the Rambam stipulated, it may only if the Tarubes is in the ratio, kazayim ve'achilas chas. But if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 9, but suppose it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, so then he's not high Malkis. He's not high Malkis. How about Baliroi Balimotz? Here the Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam only says, Is Tarubes Chomets, Ebrim Oleo Mishum Baliroi Balimotz, Ken Amulies, Vikus Chababli, Vishichar Amodi, Shor Isin Isin Na Kemach, Vichol Chayin Tzibir Nidvor Manachol. So he's in a Baliroi. He doesn't say whether it's Dabke, if it's Kazayim, if it's the ratio of Kazayim Be'achilas Pras, or even if it's not the ratio of Kazayim Be'achilas Pras. So the Magnishne says, in view of the fact that the Rambam mentions the same examples that he mentions in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chomets Matzo, what does he say in Perek Aleph Chomets Matzo? So that's the items mentioned in the Mishne, in Eilo Ivri B'Pesach. So the Rambam says, Eichayom Kores Ala Achilas So these are the items mentioned in the Mishneh in Sochem. These are the four items of Tarubes Chomets. So the Rambam says, Bamedo Amur Mishochok Azayis, Chomets Vizicha Tarubes, the Achila Sholis Beitzim, which was Matia. Avul Main Bitarubes Kadai Achila Sholis Beitzim, Avul Shoko Lechoi, Imochel Mishon Matis Marus. So the Raibet is Chelik on the Rambam over here. And the Raibet says, Kosova Raibet Zal, Omar Avrom, Harav posag beilu ki rabonon, mishim deim ben kazayim ben deachilas kras. Because, and that Mishne, the Gemara says, according to the Shita of Rebbe Lezer and the Meir, who deduce from Kol Machmetzes. So from Kol, from the Hebrew of Kol, the Amarbe Chometz Nukshe, and the Amarbe Chometz Nukshe Be'en, and the Amarbe Tarubes Chometz, Tarubes Chometz. So it's so that there is a love, and Tarubes Chometz, and Chometz Nukshe Be'en. But the Rabbonon of Reb Meir and Reb Lezer Achille. So that Mishneh accords with the view of Reb Meir and Reb Lezer. And Reb Lezer, so he says, the Ravid says, that the Riv passes like the Rabbonon of Reb Meir and Reb Lezer. And, but the Riv says that the machleket between Reb Lezer and the Rabbonon is in regard to a case where there is no Kazayin Achilas Pras. Where there is no Kazayin Achilas Pras. So then, the Rabbonon says there is no Malkes, and the Reb Lezer says there is Malkes. Masha'im came in the case where there is Kazayin Achilas Pras. So then even the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer are made it. Even the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer are made it. That he is even loved and his chayv kores too. So in other words, so that's another, and the Rabban is all in the Sifra Mitzvah, is also Masik and Rabban. So that's another machlekes Rishonim. In other words, when the Mishneh mentions that Kuz Chabad v'Shechar Amodich v'Tzadeni Zeisem HaMitzri Tarub Es Chometz, so according to Reb Lezer is Chayiv Malkes, according to Rabbonon, there is no love. We are not Marbe from Kol Machmetzes Tarub Es Chometz. So according to the Rif and the Ramban and the Ravid, so the machlekes is referenced in the case where there is no Kazayin v'Achilas Pras. So, but if there is Kalei Mechelas Pras, then everybody is made that is Chayiv Malkes and is in Chayiv Kores. And they pass through like the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer. The Rambam holds in the Machleikis between Reb Lezer and Rabbonon is in respect to a key, to a Tarubes, that is in the ratio of Kazayin Achilas Pras. If there is no Kazayin Achilas Pras, so even Reb Lezer will be made that there is no Malkes. But when does Reb Lezer say that there is Malkes? When there is no Kazayis, when there is no Kazayis of the Achilas Pras, when does Reb Lezer say, according to the Rambam, when does Reb Lezer say that there is Malkes, when there is Kazayis of the Achilas Pras? But if there is no Kazayis of the Achilas Pras, according to the Rambam, so even Reb Lezer will be made there, that there is no Malkes. We are only Marbe from Kol Machmetzes, the Tarubes, that is in the ratio of Kazayis, where the Achilas Pras. And the Rambam passes like Reb Lezer. The Balamoyer also passes like Reb Lezer. So here, the Rambam, Perikalev Mechomet Matzah, Halochet Bo, so the Rambam says in so many words, in Chayovim Kores ala Achilas Atmi Shechomet, Avoleiru Chomet, Vinkus Chabad, Vinkich Haramon, Yochadim Oren, Yivorim Shachomet Mureven, Yimo Chomet Pesach, Lo Yikevein Bikores, Shenema Chomachmetes Lo Yisechilu, Vamed Noa Amurim Mishochum Kazayin, Chomet Yisech Tavudus, Rada Achilas Shol Yishbeitzi. So here, the Rambam spells out, only there is Kazayin Achilas Pras. So it's Chayov Malkes for Achilas. But if there is no Kazayin Achilas Pras, if it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, then there is no Malkes for Achilas. So in Meile, the Magen Mishneh says, in Perik Dalet of Chometz Matzo, Halacha Ches, where he discusses Bal Yeroye, but he mentions the same items, Tarubes Chometz, in Amuryes, in Kutzach HaBavli. So just as in Perik Aleph Halacha Vov, he has reference when he talks of Kusach HaBavli and Shechar HaModi, he has reference to Tarubes Chometz Kazayin Achilas Pras. So in Perik Dalet, Milchas Chometz Matzah Halacha Ches, in discussing Bal Yeroye, he also has reference. He has reference to a Tarubes of Kazayin Achilas Pras. That's the Magen Mishneh. Even though he doesn't spell it out, he doesn't have to spell it out, the Magen Mishneh says. Because after all, he mentions the same items, Mulyas Kisach HaBavli, that he mentions in Perek Aleph, and in Perek Aleph, he spells out that King there is Kazayin Achilas Pras. So it's understood that here too, he has reference only to Tarubes that involves the Kazayin Achilas Pras. Because the Mishneh is failing on the Magen Mishneh. The Mishneh says, in view of the fact that in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chometz Matzah, in discussing the Chiyuv Malkes for Achille, the Rambam spells out, Bamedu Amamurim Bishoach Kazayis, Chometz Besechat Tarubes, Birbe Achille Asholus Beitzi, Hu Sholek Matero. And in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chometz Matzah, Halochechez, he doesn't spell out, so that means vis-à-vis Valimoy Valimotse. The Rambam Shita is that any time, even if it's not Kadai Vyakhilas Pras, he's in a Valimoy Valimotse. That's what his mission is. Now, Chaim agrees with the Pshat of the Magadishma, because the Pashas Aloshi in the Rambam is like the Magadishma at all. The Rambam mentions Kusach HaBavli and Sheikh Ramodi in Perek Aleph, and he mentions the same items, Muyes, because Rabbanu is Sheikh Ramodi, Sheikh Ramodi in Perek Aleph. And in Perek Aleph, he says, Bamebe Vavurim Kishok Kadam Lecharafas, so in Perek Aleph, he also says what is in the place. Now, what is the story of his Mishnah? So apparently, because Mishnah apparently did not agree with the longest of the time. The Megad Mishnah did, but because Mishnah didn't. Because the Mishnah apparently held that insofar as Bali Roy Bali Motzi is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether the Tarubes is in the ratio of 1 to 9, or in the ratio of 1 to 10, or in the ratio of 1 to 20, or in the ratio of 1 to 50. As long as there is no Shish. So it doesn't make any difference. As long as there is Stam. In other words, if it might be even the ratio of 1 to 50. But as long as the Kazayin's Chometz, suppose, let's say, he'll mix one Kazayin's of Chometz with 50 Kzayin of non-Chometz. Even distribution. So that means that each Kazayin's of the Tarubes has 151 of chometz and the rest of no chometz. Each unit. But so Ligabi Achile, in order to be chayav malkes, he has to eat the kazayis of the Dovorosa. Now, and he has to eat the kazayis of the Dovorosa within the time limit, within the time element of Tzil. What is the time element of Tzil? The time that is required in eating three beitzim. Let's say that's 9 minutes, a conga or something. So the Rambam says, if he ate of the tarubes of Kusach HaBavli, and it is in the ratio of 1 to 9, so Mimele, it's the ratio of 1 to 9, so by eating three beitzim in the normal way, in 9 minutes, that's the time element that is required to eat three beitzim. 9 minutes. We're assuming that the Chasam Sefer Shir is correct. So Mimele, he thereby ate of the chometz, Eon Kazayis, within the Shir Tzil, within 9 minutes. But if it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, 1 to 20, 1 to 50, even though the Chometz gives a time Chometz in the whole Tarubes, but he cannot be higher Malkes. Why can't he be higher Malkes? Because if he mixed one Kazayis of Chometz with 50 Xesim of non-Chometz, so he will not be able in 9 minutes to eat up all the 51 Zaysim, unless he'll eat like he got. So the Rambam doesn't discuss such a case. He doesn't deal with such a case. So Mimele, there is no Tzil. That's why he's not high Malkes. Masha'in came vis-a-vis Baluhoye Balumotze. Because the Mishnah says, what difference does it make whether it's in the ratio of 1 to 9, whether it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, 1 to 20, 1 to 40, 1 to 50, 1 to 51? What difference does it make? There is a kazayis. In order to be able to avoid balumotze, you have to possess a kazayis chometz. Suppose you have half a kazayis in this room, and half a kazayis I own in another room, or in a different apartment. Suppose I'm Pesach, I have two homes. I have a home in New York, I have a home in Chicago. And half a kazayis I have in New York, half a kazayis I have in New York. I'll be able to avoid balumotze. Because it's not, the Aveira is not realized through Achille, so it doesn't require Nitzil. As long as under Kadur or Oretz, they both happen to be in my possession, so there is Zil. So the Mishnah says, That's the reason as to why the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Nuches Chomitz Matzo, Halacha Ches, doesn't say Vamed Vohem Amurim, Kishohoyo Ataruves Kazayi B'Yachers Vav. He says, Stam. So in other words, so, because Mishneh doesn't agree with Rav Chaim's Lomdesis. Mashiach in the Magid Mishneh, so we have to understand the Magid Mishneh. Why did the Magid Mishneh say that just as the Rambam mentions that Nayot Kazayi B'Yachers Vav in Perek Aleph, in connection with Achilas Tavuves Chometz, so he has that mind in the Dalet Aloch too. But the question is, Dishlein in Perek Aleph, where he talks of the Chiyuv Malkes for Achile, and so he can only be Chiyuv Malkes if he'll eat Kazayis of the Chometz within the 9 minutes period of Tzil. So if it is Kazayi B'Achilas Pras, so then, and he eats it like a normal person, so then he'll eat it within the 9 minute period. But if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 9, it's in the ratio of 1 to 51. If it's in the ratio of 1 to 51, so then he cannot eat all the 51 zeisim in 9 minutes. It's impossible. So how can the higher malchus? Mashenki l'gabal roi malimotze. There is still. So does it make a difference whether the whole kazayis is very close to each other or they are removed apart? What can he do about it if he has half the kazayis here and half the kazayis in another continent? So what is the pshat in the Magid Mishneh? The answer is the Magid Mishneh agrees with the longness of the Chaim. In other words, that actually even that as long as there is rov of heter, so there should be people rov. But there is a certain factor that precludes people. What is that factor? The iser of mishras anovim goyish. Mishras anovim, so it's an iser achilah. But in order that iser should be hal, so it must be capable of realizing the achille within the shiotzim. And if it's not in the way, so if it is in the ratio of 1 to 9, so then achille can be realized within the shiotzim. So in melee, the iser of mishras anovim v'nishte takes effect. Mashenkin, if it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, not 1 to 9, so then an iser achiyuv achille cannot even be realized. Cannot even be realized. So as long as a chiyuv achille cannot even be realized, so the melee, the iser of mishras anovim v'nishte is not chal, does not take effect. If it's not chal, so there is nothing to prevent the chal is in people, so there is people below. So the melee, since achille cannot be realized, so the melee, the iser of mishras anovim v'nishte is not chal. If it's not chal, so there is people below. If there is people below, how can it be there? Baloi balimotze. So that's why the Magid Mishneh says that even in regard to Baloi balimotze, when is it even Baloi balimotze? If it's in the ratio of kazayi v'achilas pras, so then a chiyuv of achille can be realized. So melee, the iser of tam kiikya in this chometz is how it takes effect of mishras anovim v'nishte. If it takes effect, so the melee, there cannot be anything bitul. How can the identity of the iser be wiped out when there is a new iser of mishras anovim v'nishte? Masha'in came, if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 9, so the iser of mishras anovim v'nishte is not how. If it's not how, so there is nothing to prevent bitul. So the melee becomes part of the rope. So the melee, he's not even about the roye. But actually, this Reb Chaim's Svoe is only true according to the Magid Mishneh's Pshat in the Rambam, not according to the Kesef Mishneh Pshat in the Rambam.
How does this relate to the Taruv of Bas B'Chala?
Just 1 second, let me finish it. Let's do it.
Thank you.
V'ayim, v'fer dalet v'yuches chometz matzo, v'da'as ha'magad mishne shom v'da'as ha'rambam, v'gam v'alroye v'alumotze leke v'dalu v'schometz, ki'in v'sheyeh shom kazayu v'achlas pras. V'yav o'gam v'gam v'alroye. That's in the second column here, the second column, the top. V'yav o'gam. Because as far as Balroy Balumotze, what has it to do with Tziruf Achilas Pras? It can be Tziruf, have Kazayis in Chicago and have Kazayis in Israel. I mean, so what's the significance of Kazayis Achilas Pras? Elo, Mishmize Shayach Lichalim Shem Shaltar Tinkia, Alika Achet, Balkoch Achshapir, Hach Shiure, Gamli Gamli Balroy. Vizeu Lehedik Mishmizah. So he says, he mentions the Magi Mishneh. And he doesn't say that the Kesef Mishneh is to the contrary. I mean, because anyone who went over the Magi Mishneh, Kesef Mishneh, knows that the Kesef Mishneh is Chayim Magi Mishneh, but he assumes like Magi Mishneh. That's the Derech of Chayim all the time. So sometimes, certain people, certain Rabbonim, certain Moshishimes, they write that Sogis under the Chayim, because they find that the Kesef Mishneh is the contrary, but Rav Chaim mentioned the Kesef Mishneh. But he said it according to the longest of the Magi Mishneh. So this is Rav Chaim. All right, anyway, I was buried in that because it is a very important Yisod. As a matter of fact, this Yisod, he operates in other Rav Chaim, in Pirkei Skumes, and in Machlokes Asures, and also in Chometz Matzo. So it's a very basic song. All right, so we are finished with it.
Shir Yud Aleph and Taruvas Yoredeya Test Yer Hitov Shimem Gimel April 22nd, 1983 on Wednesday.
Now, there is one point in the Rambam Shite in Tam Kikar in respect to Chomet Masha that the time that we discussed it earlier. The Rambam Shite means that Tam Kikar is the Raisin. But when is Tam Kikar the Raisin? Only when there is Kazal Vodi Akhilas Kras. Now, so, most Yisroel, it's Kazal Vodi Akhilas Kras. In some Yisroel, it's revised Vodi Akhilas Kras. For example, if let's say, a Chemel is in Sari with Grisi, so what is the Shir Achille for Chemel? Kazayis, so then only if it's Kazayi Achilles Pras. But suppose he Shemir or Pite B'yayi, Nozir Shesho or Pite B'yayi, so he soaked a piece of bread in wine, and then the piece of bread absorbed wine, so, and then he ate the piece of bread that absorbed wine, so then he's only higher, the Rambam says, if he ate revised the Yachlas Pras. Why? Because over there he has to be higher for drinking the wine, and the Shio for drinking wine is revised. Anovi, the Shio for being higher for eating Anovi is Kazalis, but the Shio for drinking wine is revised. So there the Rambam says, revive the Dachras Pras. In other words, so what it means is that the Tarubes has to be distributed in such a way that in each unit of the Tarubes they will be, so by eating a Pras of the Tarubes, he'll eat the Shio Achilles, whether it's Kazalis or it's Revis. That's why, let's say, in case of Chelev Shinisar with Risin, so in order that the Aloch of Tam Kikar should take effect, it has to be Kazalis with the Achilles class, because the Shior Achilles for Chelev is Kazalis. But in case of Nozer Shishor of Peter Yali, so in order to be Mechuyer for Yali, he has to drink a Revis, not Kazalis. There's a machlokes there about Nazari and Rav Akiva in the Mishneh Nozir, but that's the way the Rambam passes. That the chiyuv for achilas anovim is kazayis, the chiyuv for sias yayin is revis. So mainly in order that Tam Kikar should take effect, it has to be the tarubes has to be in such a manner that it would be revis with the achilas pas. Revis with the achilas pas. Alright, so that is. So the reason is why it has to be the reason of the Achilles class is in order that a Miser Achilles should be realized. Now, it seems from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim explains the Raimat also in the same way, with the same numbers. The same numbers. In other words, you see, there are many shittes of Hashem in regard to Tam Kikar. So one shitte is that the Heter is Nepach Lisa. That's from the Tam Kikar. Another shitte is Rabbi Elio that it's an Isares. Alright. Then there is a shitte that Tam Kikar is Rabbi Elio. Alright. And then there is a shitte that Tam Kikar implies that no Bittur is Chal. Because if one can feel the Tam Lisa in the Heter, so it's considered like the Kalisa. But the Rambam Shita is that not that Tam Kikar implies that if you can feel the Tam Kikar in the Heter, so it's considered like the Kalisa. No, it's not considered like the Kalisa. On the contrary, there should be Bittul Merov, but there is something that prevents Bittul Merov. Why? The Yisra, the new Yisra of Tam Kikar, of Yisra Sagamim Yisra. So in Mele, you cannot say it's bottled at all. Because after all, even if it will be bottled, so it will still be Osav Achille. And the score of the Yisrael of Yisrael Sagadim Yishte. So in Mele, that prevents it. But if for some reason, the new Yisrael of Yisrael Sagadim Yishte will not take effect, then there is nothing to preclude people, so people the law is hard. So Yisrael, in the Rambam, we understand that law. Because the Rambam Shiki is that if the Yisar, the Yitam, Yisar, and the Heter. But it's not in the ratio of Kadai, the Yachelas Kras, it's not in the ratio of Revis, the Yachelas Kras, so then, Tam, Pichel, is not also in the Reis. Masherin, Kichel, so you have to understand it more of Shah. If Tam answers, so what difference does it make? Whether it's Kadai, the Yachelas Kras or not? The answer is, Tam, there is a new Yisar of Mishkas Anokim. And that Yisar implies that it's also Bahira. So, if it's also Bahira, so Mele, so you have to visualize the possibility of Tziru for Bahira. So if it's Kazai Lachira's Kras, then we can visualize a Tziru for Bahira. But if it's not Kazai Lachira's Kras, so we cannot realize an Achira. So Mele, the new Yisar of Mishas Anonim Mishte doesn't apply, so Mele, there is nothing to prevent it. But for the Ayyachit is, the Ayyachit is Chilik on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, if the Talmud has come to Matzo, Haloche Vol, in Chayomim Kores, Elo Achilas Atzmei, Shal Chomets, Avoleiru Chomets, in Kusach Abavu, in Yechara Novi, in Chola Dinele, in Vorim, Shal Chomets Murevem, in Rochum, in Pesach Leishu, in Indi Kores, Shenema, from Ahmed, in Kusach Chilu. But there's one Amunim, in Shal Chazayis, Chomets, in Yechara Rubes, in Yechara Shores Beitzim, who shall eat in the table? Ah, but if the Kazai, the Akira shall be ah, for Pishos, what if the Tarim is Kazai, there is no Kazai in each unit in Akira shall be waiting. The Akira shall be waiting. Ah, for Pishos, so we were there, we know how we were there. Our market is Marcus Marcus. So according to the Rambam, it's not only that we don't get Marcus, but there is no Israel Rice. Why? Because there is a bit of but if there is Kadai Yechelas Kras, then there is no Gittu Baruch. Why? Because if there is Kadai Yechelas Kras, so then the Yisar of Mishnah Anonim Mishnah takes effect. But if there is no Kadai Yechelas Kras, then the Yisar of Mishnah Anonim Mishnah does not take effect. So the mainland, there is Gittu Baruch. But the Ra'ivet says, he is Chelik. And the concept of Ra'ivet Zahar, Omar Avrom, Arach Posak, Beinu, Kirabonot, Mishindeyben Kadai Yechelas Kras. So in other words, so Yisrael can Rambam on two things, on two points. First of all, in the Machlok between Rambam and Rabbanon, why did the Rambam pass like Rambam? He should pass like Rabbanon. And then, the Rambam assumes the Machlok is Rambam and Rabbanon, and so that is the case where there is Kadai Lachiras Pras in the Talos. But in the case where there is no Kadai Lachiras Pras, so if Rambam is made there, then there is no Malchus. The Rambam says no, in the case where there is Kadai Lachiras Pras, so then, Rabbona made it, that is Chayv Malkes and is Chayv Kores, everything. Then we do not have to resort to the special art of Kol Machmetes Mizachel. But where is the Machmetes between Rabbona and Rabbona? In the case where there is no Kadai Yechelas Kras. So then there is no, so according to Rabbona, there is no love. And according to Rabbona, there is love. So the Ra'ivet Shite, now the Ra'ivet Shite is like the Reed, and the Rambam Shite is also like that. That the Machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbanan is in regard to the case where there is no Kadai Yechelas Kras. But if there is Kadai Yechelas Kras, so then he's in Chayev Kores. So he's in Chayev Kores. So it's only when there is no Kadai Yechelas Kras. So that's the Ra'ivet Shite we should say, because the Ra'ivet in Nozir, the Ra'ivet in Nozir, we went over that. The Rambam says, in the Kedim Yuchat Nizir HaSalochei, V'chein Yimshoro Pite V'yayin. He soaked a piece of bread in wine, the Nozir. V'oyo V'yis Yanda Pras Lapas. So, a piece of bread that has the size of three beitzim, or not three beitzim, it has to be together with the reveals it has to be pras. So in other words, so a piece now, let's say, a kazalis, a reveals is three zaysi, a beitzenet. So that means that if let's say there will be, and according to the Rambam Shite, since it has eyes in the Shlish Beitzah, so that means that a Reviz is Erevi's is a bait, according to Rambam. You see, we say that the Kazai is the Chotzibetzo, and the Revi is the Xesi. So, but according to Rambam, that the Kazai is the Shishbetzo, so the Revi is a whole Betzo, a whole Betzo. And then, and Pras is three Betzo. So that means, show a Piti Bilayi, if let's say, a piece of bread that has the size of two Betzo, will be soaked in wine, and it will absorb one, it will absorb one Erevi's, that's one Betzo. One Betzo of Yai. One Betzo of Yai. So altogether, it will be Pras, three Betzo. Three Betzo. So then, the Ochal to be Pras, Shemitzo Shochal Revi's Yai, Harizale. והעוזב וחייצי בין נמר בתאירו בכל משכס הנורים להסיר דומו שניסה לידי היין ויתאמי כתאם היין והוא שיהיה תאמי וממושה כשור ושור מהארץ ואני מתאמי וממושה the ratio should be in such a way that the hubes should be in such a manner that by eating a pras of the tahubes dimu beitzim of the tahubes he'll also eat a kazayis of the Issa or the Vis of the Issa. So he said, Nisari, or Hoyobe, Tavyayi, the Ishim of the Vis, with the Achilas Pras, have his also made a Savior. So it's only also made a Savior. Mushibam, but the Bahut Ashuras, Umaki is a Bahmakas Mahus. So the Rabbit says, Omar Avro, Baaloch is Omaki, and also an Atego, have a Lakino, and he started Kabotse, Ukhokosad, the Rayas Livor. So the Rabbit says, no, in this case, even if there is no Kadai first class, or in the case of Nosia, even if there is no Revis in the first class, as long as there is a Tam Yayin in the past, so there, he saw some of the Rabbit said. But, in order to be Chayav Malchus, there has to be a Revis in the first class. In order to be Chayav Malchus, there has to be a Revis, Birdei Achilas Pras. Yachiras Pras. So that means, but what the Rambam says, if there is no Revi Yachiras Pras, then it's only also the same thing. So the Rambam says, no, it's also the Rambam says anyway. So it's mashma from the Rambam Chite that the Aloha of Tam Kikya implies that if there is Tam, then there is no Bittu. And this is the basic Aloha. There is no Bittu. So it cannot be, so according to the Rambam, it cannot be based upon the concept that actually there should be people. But there is a new issue of Tam Kikya, so that precludes people. So that's not people. But because if the Rambam also agrees with the Shittas Rambam that actually there should be people, but the new issue of Tam Kikya precludes people, so then the Rambam should agree with the Rambam that where there is no Kazai Vachilas Pras, so it should only be also the Rabbanon. And the Rambam says that it's still also the Rambam. And the reason is why there is no Malkus, because in Leikin are Chotzi Shio. But Reb Chaim, it seems, he assumed that the Rambam's, the Rambam also operates with the same modus as the Rambam. That not that Tam Kikya implies if there is a Tam Isa and Tarubes, so then it's like Kikya or Isa, so the other people is not Shaya. No! Bittul should be Shaya. But there is a new Yisra of Tam Kikya, so since there is a new Yisra of Tam Kikya, that precludes Bittul. That precludes Bittul. The Raya, that, how do I know that the Chaim assumed that this is the Pshat in the Raya also? Because the Raya in the Rambam, the Chaim is discussing the Rambam, when the Rambam says that the Tarubes Chometz that is Nifshu Machila Sodom, so it doesn't require beer. So he raises the question as to why he doesn't require beer. We cannot say that the Rambam has reference to a case of Chometz Nukshe, and now he needs Chometz Nukshe on the Tarubes. Doesn't require beer, because that we couldn't say the Rambam. Why? Because the Aloha of Chometz Nukshe on the Tarubes doesn't require beer, so Chometz Nukshe by definition means that it became Nukshe before the Chimutz. But if it becomes Nukshe after the Chimutz, then it does require beer. And we cannot say the reason as to why the Rambam says that Taruva is Chometz, that he gives Nachir HaSodom, so it doesn't require beer because of the general Aloche of Nivelo Shehu Yom Yigea Kruya Nivelo and Nivelo Shehu Kruya Kruya Nivelo. We cannot say that either, he says. Why? Because that Aloche doesn't apply to Chometz. Why? Because there is a Gemara that the name Sochi Hapas Atzmo Sheyipsho Chayav Dubayah if we show the Chamibay is Nachiris. Is that here? So that means that on account of the fact that pass can be used as a leavening agent, as a catalytic agent in fermenting the iso, so the mele it acquires the status of seiyah, and by seiyah, so the aloche of nishmach lasadon doesn't apply because every seiyah is Nishmach Lassan. You see the Shiva Sarayu means that every Seir is in Nishmach Lassan. Alright, so the Rambam is Chirik and the Raibu. But every Rishon must admit that every Seir is Lechol HaPoches Nishmach Lassan. And still the Torah says that if somebody eats Seir is Chayav Chores, so obviously the Seir is Osea, that obviously the Aloche of the village in the real year, the Chol HaVilah doesn't apply to Seir. But the chometz, it should apply. But if the chometz is that kind of a chometz that can itself be used as a leavening agent, SAA, something like it has the same status as SAA. Something like that, the aloche of the village in Ruli Gia and Nikol Nevelo doesn't apply. So why does the Rambam say that Tarubes chometz, that is Nishmach Lasodom, so is Mutali Kalmo? So one could say, perhaps the Mitzias is that Tarubes Chometz is not whole Chamebis Zachiris. Maybe only Pas itself can be used as a catalytic agent. But Tarubes Chometz cannot be used. So why should we say that? I mean, it's not there is no mocker for that assumption that only Chometz Ben can be used with Chamebis Zachiris. And Tarubes Chometz not. So in Astam, if Chometz can be used as the Chamebis Achirei, so Tarubes Chometz can also be used. And the Rambam says Stam, that any Tarubes Chometz, even though it is the kind of Tarubes Chometz that can be used with Chamebis Achirei, if it is from Achir Sodom, so it is literally Kami. So why is it different than Pashi Yipsho? And it's not all and it's not all Achir Sodom. So in view of the fact that it's all the Chamebis Achirei, So it kind of, so then the Chaim mentions that he saw that actually there is rov. What is Tarubes Chometz mean? There is rov of no chometz. So there should be a bit of rov. But why is there a bit of rov? Because the Yisrael of Mishra Samar Ben Yishte precludes Bittur. But if for some reason, and what kind of Yisrael is the Yisrael of Mishra Samar Ben Yishte? It's a Mishra Achille. Like we say Chokol Neveo. The same way. So just as the love of the Seichel Kol Nevelo is subject to this aloche of Nevelo Shinoriya Ligea and Nikol Nevelo, so the love of Misha Sarayim Yishte is also subject to this aloche of Nevelo Shinoriya Ligea and Nikol Nevelo. So if the Tarubes Chometz that has Kam Chometz that should be also on the score of Misha Sarayim Yishte is Nifshumach Yasodot, so the Yisea of Misha Sarayim Yishte should not take effect. Because it's Nivelo Sheino Ruyo Ligea. And once this new Issa doesn't take effect, so there is nothing to prevent Bittur. So Nivelo Bittur Gerov is Bittur. Then Rav Chaim says, maybe there is another explanation. Maybe there is another explanation in the Rambam Shite. Because the Rambam mentions the concept of Tzuras Chometz, that if, let's say, someone washed a shirt with starch, with drink starch, So he's mutal kaime, so he can, he's talking about the holy Baal Nazi, or he is allowed to wear the shirt, even though his name from the Chometz, it was washed with grain starch, so the Rambam says, because it doesn't tell you to Tzuras Chometz. The color of the shirt, even if you see some particles of starch, sometimes when you take out the shirt from the laundry, so you'll see particles of starch, white specks, particles of starch on the collar. So, but it doesn't look like a full article. It's a beggar. It doesn't tell the tzura of an eifu. It has the tzura of a beggar. So in the melee, there is no dollar boy. The Ramad is massive. And the Rambam says, no, the reason is why. The reason is why he's not in a dollar boy and his star shirt is because it's lifts him achlas kare. So what, why does the Rambam have to resort? Why does the Rambam have to resort to lifts the tzuras chametz? Why can the Rambam mention the reason of lifts achlas kare? So in the Aloha Shia, I mentioned it. I mean, Rav Chaim doesn't discuss that. Because goats can be godin, can be paper, can be godin. So the Rambam Shita is Nifsmach Yaskele doesn't mean that Kelev is the big yaksin, and he is the criteria. It Nifsmach Yaskele means that it's Nifsu Machilas Behim of Chalim. But if there is a kind of an animal that will eat it, even though a Kelev will not eat it, so it still can have the Shemeichel. So that's why, and the Raive holds no. Kelev is the criteria. Just because we find one animal that will eat certain things, but if a Kelev will not eat it, so then the Shemeichel is Poka. But the Rambam mentions the reason of Nipsi Dot Tsuras from it. So Chaim says, perhaps the reason is why the Rambam says that Tarumes Chometz, that is Nifsu Machla Soba, is Mutarikane. So it's not because of the Aloche that in order that it should be Osa, so you have to resort to the new Yisrael of Yisrael of Yisrael. And the new Yisrael of Yisrael of Yisrael is subject to the Aloche of the Vilosh and the Rilgea. So since it's Nifsu Machla Soba, so the neighbor, the new Yisrael cannot be Chal. And if you cannot be Chal, there is nothing to prevent Bittu Barol. Maybe there's another explanation. Because since, according to the Rambam, there is a new aloche of Tzuras Chometz in order to be Yivam Al-Roye. So just as the Rambam says, in the case of his star shirt, that there is no Al-Roye on the star shirt, because it doesn't look like an echo. So maybe if you have a Tzuras Chometz that is lifts back to a Sodom, so you're not Yivam Al-Roye, it's literally kindly because it doesn't have Tzuras Chometz. But then we'll have to say there are two types of Nifsidot Tzuras Chometz. One type of Nifsidot Tzuras Chometz applies to a case where it doesn't have the appearance of a proof. Let's say a star shirt. So does it have the appearance of a proof? It doesn't have the appearance of a proof. It looks like a shirt, like a beggar, not like a food article. And then another type of Nifsidot Tzuras Chometz where it's not Chometz Be'en, it's Tarumes Chometz, and it's not Ruach Lasot. So maybe the whole Yisod falls down. So how do we know that the halacha of Tam Ki Ikea is because there should be Bittu Drov, but the new Yisrael of Mishnah of Nishte doesn't allow Bittu Drov. So maybe in order that the new Yisrael of Tam Ki Ikea should be Chal, so it must be Rolach Lasodom, maybe it's another pshat because it's Mitzvah of Tzoras Chometz. So Chaim says to him, first of all, the Rambam doesn't mention the concept of Nifsi Dot Tzuras Chometz in the case where it has the appearance of an echo, except that it's more. The Rambam only mentions the concept of Nifsi Dot Tzuras Chometz in connection with the case where it doesn't have the appearance of a food, a star shirt. Mashenkin, if it has the appearance of a food, so the Rambam says, Hakas Atzmo Shiyipsho Chal Nubayi. And that's a gemara that means hey yipsochi. But even though it's yipsho, it's moldy, it's putrid, the answer is it's putrid. So it's nifsu machlas odom, but it still looks like a food. It's a moldy food, but it still looks like a food. So hey chateisa, should we be a chadish such a new chidesh that there are two types of nifsu machlas odom? And then he says so. We could say this according to the Rambam, but according to the Raivet we couldn't say that, because the Raivet denies the whole concept of Nifsi Tzuras Chometz. And according to the Raivet, so the reason is why a star shirt is Mutar L'Kanei on Pesach is because of Nifsi Machlas Kelev, but not because of Nifsi Tzuras Chometz. So the Raivet rejects the whole concept, so you cannot explain. And the Raivet is masking with the Rambam that Tarumes Chometz, that is Nifsu Machlas Odom as Mutar L'Kanei, So mele we have to say this chiddush, that actually there should be people with all. But on account of the new self, so Bitul Gerov is Pekude. But if it's the time is Chomis, it's Machla Sodom, so then that self, is a Nisarachile. So if it's not Holachla Sodom, so then it's Mufke of Nisarachile. So the self, Mishnah doesn't take effect, so the Mela, there is nothing to prevent Bitul because of the Raya. So we see that Reb Chaim applies his pshat in the Raya. Now I don't understand. How could we apply his language to the Raya? But the Raya Chite is the contrary of the Rambam. And the Raya Chite in the Chesnozer is that even if there is no Kazayis, there is the Achilas Pras. Even if there is no Kazayis, there is the Achilas Pras. So then, even if there is no Kazayis, there is the Achilas Pras. So it's still awesome that I say. But there is no Malkes because there is no Tzir of Achille. If there is no Kazayim Lechlas Pras. But in the name, suppose it's not Kazayim Lechlas Pras, suppose it's in the ratio of 1 to 20. So there is no Kazayim Lechlas Pras. But suppose he'll eat up the whole Tavavis of 20 Xesi in 2 minutes, like he got in the lead. He'll just swallow it one after the other. So, in 2 minutes, in 3 minutes, so he'll swallow up the 20 Xesi. So then according to the Raide, he'll be Chayim Malkes, he'll be Chayim Kores. Unless as a result of eating it like he's walking, so he'll not enjoy it, so it will be Shalom Dibar Achilosa, something else. But if he trained himself to eat up 20 Xesi within the time element of Achilas Prat, he will enjoy it, so then according to the Raide, as far as Tantita is concerned, doesn't make any difference in what ratio the Tavodah is. But in order to be higher Malkes, he has to eat it within the time of it. According to Chazal Sefer, it's 9 minutes. But if you eat it within 9 minutes, so then it'll be higher if it's in the ratio of 1 to 20. So we see that the Raya Chita is not that the Aloha of Tantita is based upon the new Yisrael of Mishas Aron Yishke. That's the Rambam. Shit is Rambam, but the Rambam Shit is not like that. But that doesn't involve any steering to have Chaim Pshat in the Rambam. Because it could be that the Rambam also agrees with the Rambam that actually there should be Bitul Gerov. But the reason is why there is no Bitul Gerov, because there is a new self, which is a new wish. And so it's on account of the fact that it becomes also on the score of the needs of Israel and Ishte, so that becomes Bito, because Bito means the identity of the Israel is wiped out. How can the identity of the Israel be wiped out when it will certainly be also? Even if we'll say that it is bottle, it will certainly be also on the score of Mishas and Ishte. So because of that, the Rambam says, so in order that the new self is an Elish that should take effect, so it must be capable of being Mechal, of realizing the Maizah Hileh, that's only Shayach if there is Kadai Yechlas Pras, not if it is in the ratio of 1 to 20 or 1 to 50, even though the Nisa is a Tam in the Hetera, but it's impossible to realize Achilleh. So the Raya says as follows, if the Aloh had been like fish or fish, the Chotzi Shio is Mutar Nafo, then the Raya would agree with the Ramba, that if the Tavuvis is not in the ratio of Kazai Lechlas Pras, so an Achille cannot be realized, so the Mele, the new Yisrael of Tavika cannot take effect, because what's the Yisrael of Mishra of Mishke? He shouldn't realize an Achille, but it's impossible to realize an Achille, because there is no Tzio. But in view of the fact that we pass like the Shlomish, the Chotishio is also not all, so the Raya also agrees with the Rambam, Shlomish, that actually there should be Bitul Gerov. But why isn't there Bitul Gerov? Because the Torah says Mishas Anon Yishke. He's not allowed to realize an Achille in a Tavubes that has the time of Yisrael. So even if it's not a Raya Chotishio, so he cannot be the Chuyev Malkes, but the Lavi can be Eimer because Chotzi Shio is also Matar. That's why. So now the question arises, so why is the Rambam Shikha? So now the question is, why is the Rambam Shikha? That if there is no Kadai Bechlas Pras, so then there is no Isad Raisi, it's only Yosef Rabon. But after all, there is an Isa of Mishras Anobim Lishte. There is an Isa of Mishras Anobim Lishte. So, that means that even if there is no Kadai Lachlas Pras, as far as, so it should be Yosef, because Hotishio is also Nator. Now, there is a Rambam, so the Rambam is Yeshitosa. The question is, what's the pshat in Hotishiros Nator? One is not allowed to eat the Hotikazites, or a fifth of the Kazites, any mash of Chilev, of Dam, of Neveva, of Frente, of Gosadacholo, of any Isa. The Gemara learns it out, Kol Chilev. So we are Marve Chotishir. Does it mean that insofar as the love of the Sikhum Komodir is concerned, as the love, insofar as the love of Gosav Asad of Chilev is concerned, insofar as the love of Sebastian Zubach HaLevim is concerned, so insofar as the love of the Ochil Chomitz is concerned, so it applies into lesser Kazayis. But in respect to Onishim, we require Shir. But insofar as the love of Nezirul Komibel or Chilev is concerned, so there the love applies into lesser Kazayis. Or, no, since the whole Aloch of Chotishir, is deduced from the Pasuk of Kol Chilev, from the Ribu. So Mele, it's a new Isa. So if somebody will eat the Chotzika Zayis, then he will not be able to have the Sefer Komodeo. But he will be able to another Isa. Another Isa. So the Rambam Shike is explicit that Shio is not only a Haloche, a prerequisite in the Inish. No, Shiur is a prerequisite in the law. And when a person eats heavy kazayis, he's not in Mabel Isaac or Mabel. That is not the way. But there is a new Isa, and the new Isa is an Isa Shem Mephosh Bateo. Now there is a loche that Nishbal Vatel Samitz with Shua Shom. So it's not how it's Shua Shom. If somebody takes a Shua, I'm not going to put on food. I'm not going to give Zloki. I'm going to eat today. So it's not how, and it's high in Malkes because Mishmar Vatis Amitri is a Hefzer Shvashah. Still, the Rambam says, suppose someone takes a Shvur to eat a Chotzikazayis in Hele or Kreife, the Shvur is how. So the Rambam himself explains it. The Chotzikazayis is not here. Shall we eat some Shvur Bateiro? The Rambam says So the Ram explains it. But Chotishio doesn't matter. So the Ram Shvuah says, because it's a Nisa Shem in the Foolish Bateo. There's the Rambam Shike of Divrei Seifu. The Rambam says, Dushi Kesef is in Divrei Seifu. It doesn't mean Chasishol in Divrei Seifu manner. In other words, sometimes Divrei Seifu means Rabo. The Seifu won't be sacrilege. Like Hanukkah in the Sefer in Homigile. So the Sefer in the Taniyes. So that's in the Sefer. And sometimes when the Rambam uses the Lashon in the Sefer, they say like Dushi Kesef. So she is a Lashon. She's to the Raisa. If somebody is examining with her, so they are both Chayav Misa. So, but there are two categories of derises. There is a category of derise that is nubuah in the tradition of, and there is a category of derises that are deduced with the midrash shatur and rashi. So it's not a question of semantics. In other words, the category of derises that are implicit in the tradition mikro have a special status as distinguished from the derises that are not implicit in the tradition mikro but are deduced through the midei shatir and rashi. For example, in regard to mishmar vatel samitz v'shvashor, so we say that's only if it's mishmar vatel and mitzvah that is mifurish v'tor. That is mivuer in the Pshudish on the Torah. But if it is a deraise that is not mivuer but Torah, so it's not a shvashov if it takes a shvuer to be able. So we see from the Rambam that the aloha for Tishio Snateo does not imply that insofar as the Rav of Messiah of Kongubayim is concerned, there is no prerequisite of shvuer. But the prerequisite of shulim is only in regard to onshin. No, it's not like that. The prerequisite of shulim is in regard to lav itself too. But there is a new iser, so it's like an iser eser. It's a new iser, and it's less than an iser eser because an iser eser is mefurish b'teiro, and this is an iser she'ein mefurish b'teiro. And then something else is much more from the Rambam. If it's a new Nisya, so then it can also be considered. What is the nature of the new Nisya? Is it a new Nisya, a new specific Nisya? Let's say, it's not the same love as the Sefer Kamodeya, if somebody needs a Kotikadai. It's a new Nisya that is deduced from Kochel. So, is it a specific Nisya? In other words, let's say, Kotikadai, or most of the Holo, and the Chotzik HaZayis of Nivela is also Eres Nivela. And the Chotzik HaZayis of Klaya Keren is also Eres Klaya Keren. Or it's a general Issa. Like the Issa of Yisechu Kol Teivo. Yisechu Kol Teivo. So, that is soon start in Zemze. Why? Because they all come within the love of Yisechu Kol Teivo. So insofar as Yisechu Kol Teivo is concerned, so whether it's Nivele or it's Feife or it's Pesach Cholom or whatever it is, or it's Abatome, so it's one shape. It's not different shapes. It's an Issa of Yisechu Kol Teivo. So maybe Chotzi Shiur seems it's not the same Issa. It's not a love. It doesn't involve the love of Yisechu Kol Teivo. But it involves a new Issa of eating Chotzi Shiur. So maybe in each Isa, it is a specific Isa. In Nivele, Chotzi Shiur Nivele constitutes an Isa of Nivele. In Basav Cholov, Chotzi Shiur Chotzi Kazayis of Basav Cholov constitutes an Isa of Basav Cholov. Or perhaps, since it's deduced from Kol Chelev, so it's a general Isa. One is not allowed to eat a Chotzi Shiur of Idoros. And if somebody eats a Chotzi Shiur of Idomar Oseah, so he's either the Yisar of Kol Chilet. So it's the same Yisar whether he eats a Chotzi Shiur of Nevele, or he eats a Chotzi Shiur of Chazer, or he eats a Chotzi Shiur of Basav Cholov. It's not a specific Yisar. It's a general Yisar of eating a Chotzi Shiur of Idomar Oseah. And there is a riot that Shiva's Rambam means not only that it's not the same Yisar, but it's a new Isaiah, but the value that it's a new Isaiah is from the fact that the Rambam says if somebody takes a Shvir, Shvur Sheichel, Chotzi Kazayis, Nivele, Sufrein Peis, so it's not a Shvur Shok, so it's a value that it doesn't involve the Isaiah of the Sefer Konvei, but it's a new Isaiah, and the new Isaiah is an Isaiah Shem Yifu Bateo. So it's an Isaiah of the Isaiah of the Sefer. Oh, but not only that, even the new Isa is not a specific Isa, but it's a general Isa. Whether he eats a Chotzi Kazayis Nivele or he eats a Chotzi Kazayis Basav Cholov, it's a general Isa. It's a general Isa. What would be Nafkimine? What is the price for Nafkimine? Now, for example, there is a Loche Shaluki Dara Hachiloson is not us, Migraiz. No, it's so. So Shaluki Dara Hachiloson, so in other words, if you mix, let's say, Nivele with something that makes it bitter, so then, shalukidara chalosa, So, because of that, in a Hinshin is allowed to take something that involves Rav Masur if it is, if the overall taste of it is bitter, because it shall be the Rachos. Now, except because of the Cholot and why I can. So there is a special Rachos that the Allah of Shalit Yiver Rachos doesn't apply to because of the Cholot. A special Rachos. Now, the question is this. Suppose somebody will eat the Chotzik HaZayis because of the Cholot. Shalom Kidar HaKolos. If we say that the Chotishi also material is a new Issa, but as a new Issa, it's a specific Issa. So in the Veilah, it is a new Issa of the Veilah. In Treife, it's a new Issa of Treife. In Bosa B'Cholah, it's a new Issa of Bosa B'Cholah. Since in Bosa B'Cholah, there is a special Aloche, that Bosa B'Cholah is not subject to the Aloche of Shalikid Arachoso, so Mele, a Chotzik Azayis of Bosa B'Cholah, is not subject to the Aloche of Shalikid Arachoso either. But if we say that, in view of the fact that it's a new Issa that is deduced from Kol Chilat, so Mele, it's not even a specific Issa, it's a general Issa, like which Rechlo contained by according to Rameya. Rameya says, Yisur Mistaf in Zem Zem. So in other words, he'll take one fifth of Nubele, one fifth of Dovatame, one fifth of Neser, one fifth of Chelev, one fifth of Dam, and altogether there will be five fifths. So then it will be Chayim Malchus. But he didn't eat the Kazayis of Nubele, he didn't eat the Kazayis of Dovatame, he didn't eat the Kazayis of Neser. The answer is, insofar as the general Shem of the Eivor is concerned, it's one Shem. This is the Eivor, that is the Eivor. So the Mele, it's a general Issa, it's an Issa Chloe, maybe. So if we say that Kol Chile is a general Issa, in other words, we are not allowed to eat a Chotzi Shiur of the Dom Rosa, whether the Dom Rosa is because of the Mele, or because of the Otome, because of Mesa, because of Masmachol, it's the same thing. The net result is, it's a Dom Rosa. We're not allowed to eat Chotishiro. So Mele, it doesn't make any difference. Just as a Chotishiro of Mele, Shalikid Arachlos and couldn't be Osea. So Mele, a Chotikazalis of Bosa Becholo could not be Osea with the Rais of Shalikid Arachlos. But if we say it's a new Issa, but it's a specific Issa, in Mele it's a Issa Mele, it's a new Issa Mele, in Chilev it's a Issa Chilev, he says, even though it's learned out from Chilev and it applies to all the schooling, but it's not a general Issa, so there, impossible Cholo, so you shall wait in a Cholo, so the Chotzik Azai should be also. Now, there is a Rayot from the Rambam, the Rambam Shittim is, that Chotzik Shiro is not only a new Issa, but even as a new Issa, it's not an Issa Chotzi, but it's an Issa Chotzi. Now, there is a Machlekes between Gibor and Shuez, in the Mishnah and Shuez. There is a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Somebody takes a shvuah that he shouldn't eat. Shalom tikaze. So then, if he eats from that tikaya, so he's hired Moses.
Thank you.
There's machlekes in Shavuos, Daf Yutes in the Mishnah. Suppose someone says takes his Shavuos. Shavuos shel eichel, stop. And the ochal poches mekazayis. So Rabbi Akiva says that since the Yisa Shavuos is taken by himself, I mean, the Torah didn't ask him to eat, he asked himself to eat. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether he said whether he eats a kazayis or poches mekazayis. Suppose he will spell out Shavuos shel eichel,